Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Time Out Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Time Out Show. Tonight, our featured article is 8 Tips for Post-Pandemic Parenting, How to Practice Kindness, Compassion, and Patience as We Return to Normal. We are just 4 dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough, were not work in the entertainment industry. We're not experts, but we listen to them, we interview them, react to them, and share what we've learned. Here's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, laughter, and experience. Use the other 23 hours to do life, but for this, put the ears on and come hang out with us. It's the place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising, driving, food shopping, in the backyard doing archery, horseback riding, or anything like that. We've got a lot on tonight's show. Other than the featured article, we've got parent tweets of the week, of course, smart articles by smart people, would you rathers, and things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile every day, what's your name, young lady?
Lola.
And you're coming in fresh from the house with the kid joke of the night. What is it?
Why did the kid throw his clock out the window? Because he wanted to see time fly.
High five. That's very appropriate as we just entered daylight savings time and we are not fans out west. I'm sure you may not be either if you're in the east, middle, or if you're in another country as it kind of messes with everybody. The guys are coming around in the corner in just a second. Welcome. Sit down, relax. The Dad Time Out Show is coming up next.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
All right, the dads have come around the corner. Hello, gentlemen. Hello.
Good evening.
Hey. Clinkle, clink, clink.
Hey there.
Hi. It's a tradition, Mark. Good to see raise you. Your glass, as Pink would sing. Guys, let me just paint the room and welcome to all our listeners at home. You are here. The dads are here at the Dad Time Out Show. Missing one. We've got it's kind of a symbolic pillow where Ben would be sitting.
Symbolic or is it sympathetic? Is it just like we look over it and go,
that's a good question.
That's where Ben would be.
Would he be sitting sideways with like one foot straddled over the edge rail because he's a tall gentleman? I don't know.
He may not be wearing shoes.
Right now or here?
I mean, right now he will be. Right, he's probably wearing cleats.
Well, let's go around the room. I'm MK. I'm your tour guide this evening for the Dad Time Out Show. What's your name, sir, in the pea coat?
Hey, I'm Chris, the tired tiger dad this week.
You're rolling the pea coat. We'll go to the middle. Oh, sorry, the pillow can't answer. Sorry. This is like Wilson on Castaway. There were a little Ben over there. We do miss you, Ben.
I could do some puppeteering, but I won't.
Please don't. Go ahead. What's your name, sir?
Too much of that already. Mark, and I'm glad to be here.
All right. I am too. And Ben, in all sincerity, we can't wait to have you back. We know your softball playoffs run concurrently with the World Series, so hopefully they'll both come to a wrap. And we'll see if we have a big winner. Maybe we'll have a trophy on the table next recording.
That could be amazing.
We got a lot of great stuff to talk about tonight. Our smart articles by smart people is all about post-pandemic parenting tips. Mm-hmm. Tips. But we're kind of getting into it. We're getting used to things again. And we can all check in with each other and kind of see where we are versus this article and see if we're screwing it all up as usual or if we're doing things right according to the experts. Parent tweets of the week are going to be fun. Well, I don't want to set us up for success. Well, I guess that's to set us up. We're going to talk. Fun. Mark and I have a favorite topic as of late. It's called car lines.
Ooh. Ouch.
I think we could do a whole show on car lines and car line etiquette. And we're going to be talking about the infamous car cross breeze in a vehicle. But anyway, we'll explain that later. We've got our parent quiz. If you know what your teens are texting, BRB, TTYL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
FOMO. Yeah, you got you got the easy ones, but we're going to get to some of the more difficult or red flag ones that if you see on your child's device, you should say, "Hey, wait a minute, Scotty.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous now." All right,
we've got a couple would you rathers and all that good stuff. Fans, folks, listeners, if you could like us, subscribe, or leave a review, we'd really appreciate it. We've been getting a lot of really nice stuff in lately, and we can't thank you more. Can I just mention something, too?
What's up?
This just came in yesterday. We're going to give out plywood during the holidays this year.
This just came in from where?
Just there was some extra plywood.
Okay.
And we're going to be giving away for the holidays. If you like us or leave a review, you may get a sheet of plywood at your house.
Oh, a sheet?
Yeah, with a big ribbon on it from the DTO show.
It's pretty expensive to ship the plywood, I would.
Well, let me handle the travel and logistics.
Okay.
You know, I work in television, Chris. I have connections to get things around the country.
I trust you.
Yeah, but we do sincerely appreciate all of you. Follow us, please, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. We're on all three. To cross over to Instagram to Meta, because we're now a Meta. Huh? I don't know what's going on in that world. And we live here, and it's like news. It's our daily news. It's crazy. Speaking of living here, crickets are out tonight. Temperatures,
it's gorgeous.
70 degrees. Mark. Listeners, I wish we had a camera on. He's wearing shorts tonight.
I am wearing shorts.
Yeah, the pasty white toothpicks are on full display tonight. My.
For everyone to see.
Yeah, they're very scary. But speaking of that, we have our 900th follower on the gram.
What?
Oh. Let's give a nice round of applause for our 900th follower.
Hello, 900.
Thank you. Yeah, I know that seems paltry in the influencer, like, you know, and especially some of these star parents that have like 10,000, 20,000.
Yeah.
I will say this. I watch our social media, and I thoroughly enjoy our interactions. And I feel like we have quality people that really care about, not maybe not care about fully, but at least like what we say or listen to what we say and then interact with us around that and vice versa. And the reciprocity just flows around circle. I think we have a really quality group of people. And like we say with our show, you know, we may not hit the millions, but if we're giving one parent that's kind of like looking for something, some decent advice, and we're telling them what experts think, and, you know, maybe they'll make it a good decision in their lives or a positive decision or turn things around. Sure.
That's huge.
Yeah. It's that's all that matters for us, right? You know?
Absolutely.
So at Parent Noob, I'm going to imagine there's a new parent involved there if it's N-O-O-B. Thank you for being our 900th follower. Oh, wow. Unfortunately, the plywood has not arrived yet, so you will not get your 900th follower plywood. At Bay Area Dad Life, always checking in with us. He's one of our local guys. Lives right over there in the Castro Valley, California. Yeah. I don't know what part of that town he lives in, but, you know, it's over there. At Curly_Therapist, who has some tremendous content. We've interfaced with her, too. At Raising_Yourself, fantastic content. If you're on the gram, please follow her. She's great. She's got all sorts of tricks and tips to develop really strong emotional health. At Ben Kilroy, I've enjoyed interacting with Ben this week. He's gone to two different dad conferences out there. One's the Dad's Edge and one's from the Stay at Home Dad Network. So he was posting all these cool pictures and I'm like, oh my gosh, tell this dude I said hi. And the Dad's Edge I've never been to, but I know all the people that are involved in his Stay at Home Dad Network. Big shout out to our DTO Conversations guests. I'm going to tease some because they haven't been fully booked, and I will talk about some because they've been spoken to, and there's a couple on deck. So we'll let the listeners just kind of see where they bat in the order, but I'm very excited. At Art of Fatherhood, at Art_of_Fatherhood. Art's like one of the coolest guys I know online. He's got a passion for fatherhood. He's like the king of dad interviews, and he's an amazing podcaster. We just spoke, and he and I could have spoken for 3 or 4 hours, but we had to trim it in there to the 45-minute zone. But he's just an all-around super guy. So he's going to be on Dad Time Out show Conversations. At Annie McCall has officially kind of signed on with us. At Shaka Singor has officially kind of reached out and said, you know, he has a new book coming out and he wants to have a conversation. And I love what he does. And I don't want to describe Andy or Shaka till I can read their full bio, because both of them are massively impressive. And also at Melinda Wenner Moyer, who will be interviewing very soon or may have taken place already, wink, wink, for the big show. And she's got a really awesome parent bestseller that's on a lot of these parenting books of the year list, How to Raise Your Kids Not to Be A-Holes. So that's Melinda. She's just super. So, yeah, thanks for following us. Please like, subscribe, or review. But cheers to all those great people on Instagram. And coming up next, parent tweets of the week.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, it's time for tweets of the week. Do you know where we're going tonight?
Where?
I'm not telling you.
Oh.
I don't want to set this up because sometimes they may bomb and I, you know. Well, I can plug in, like, fake laughter, but I think they all make me laugh when I'm doing them. So I always say, like, a lot of these people think what I think, but I don't articulate it and put out it on Twitter. And then when I read one that I actually, like, oh, yeah, nailed it, and that's usually what makes it on our show. All right, so this is from XTina underscore Catherine with a C. Interesting. Men only want one thing. And it's to open both windows so we can get a cross breeze going. This speaks to me. Really? I don't know if it speaks to you.
Cross breeze is amazing.
In the house?
Oh. It's a cross breeze.
You don't know what a cross breeze is?
No.
Oh, you haven't lived.
I haven't lived.
You open up a window on one side of the house.
Yes.
And then you open up another window on the other side of the house.
And you have to utter, I'm opening this up so we can get a cross breeze.
Right?
Like, you have to make the statement when you
do it. I have to try that.
It's alchemy.
I've never.
You do that, and the cross breeze has come.
It is. It's a special moment. Well, listeners may or may not know, we got windows in our house.
Yes.
Newer windows. So before, our windows were from like the 1910, 1920 era. Kidding. Our house is obviously newer than that. But you'd have to literally Fred Flintstone it open, like with a rock and a hard glove. And now that we have easy sliding windows, cross breeze is like my favorite two words.
Really?
Yes. We get the cross breeze. And in the car, don't you have the kid that rolls down the window ever so slightly and it makes that.
Oh,
and you like open the other window till you get the cross breeze going.
Yeah, in the car. Right.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. I've experienced that.
Well, you got to do the house. Yeah, you live on the water. You should be able to get a nice cross breeze over there.
And when you get those windows that have top down, bottom up, you can actually stagger your cross breeze.
Yeah.
So you can have, it's a whole nother level.
Air circulation.
Oh, that's some advanced it's a beautiful techniques.
Thing. My all brother's right. in heating and air. He'll explain the whole thing to you. All right. So this is number two. It has nothing to do with number one, but I did it last night. Do you rearrange the pepperonis on your frozen pizza or are you normal?
I guess I'm abnormal then.
Last night, I rearranged. Like,
yeah,
I,
yeah, even distribution, man.
Even distribution, right?
You know, I'm all bunched up on one side.
Yeah, you're like,
what are you talking about?
Well, not only that, I'll add on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll pile mozzarella on one side.
Might
and
as
like,
well.
I'll leave the other side, like, wimpy. Like, that's, you know, very lean.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
What? Oh, you do the whole pie.
Even distribution, they're all the crumbs. Well, I'll add stuff.
That's not weird.
I'll add stuff.
That's not weird. That's normal. Like, you want a complete.
Yeah.
I've got so many palettes in my house with all these different tastes.
Exactly.
So, like, one doesn't eat pork, one eats meat, but I don't know. They're all crazy. All right. But I have to literally, like, decorate each slice before we cut it. And that's not when we're going to eat real pie, by the way. Pie, because that's what we call it in Philly. Going to go get a pie.
Get a pie.
So I'm not normal because I rearrange I rearrange everything. Okay. So we're going to move on to tweet number three. Again, shifting wide right. No rhyme or reason why these are going together. Does anyone else lock their car more than once as you walk away? Or are you normal?
Yes, again. Yeah, I
do the quadruple. Dude, I do it.
Clicky, clicky, click.
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, okay. I do the initial one, and then I do the second one when everybody's out of the car. And then I'll actually, when I'm at the front door of Target, I'll reach high in the air just to get that beep. Final
yeah, yeah.
double check. Because somebody may have broken into my car on that short walk. But let me tell you something. This is one of my favorite practical. I'm starting to prank my kids. We're getting into this rare air where I'm starting to prank them a little bit. And I know payback, they're going to get me hard later on in life. But so I love setting the alarm off if I'm like 50 feet behind them and they're at the car first.
Just to
I love, yes. It's, I won't name the child because they listen to the show, but we were at someone's party recently and they were just kind of waiting to get in, like slinking around. I was like, that's wait, awesome. Wait, with the lights and the whole
thing. Oh man, that's so wrong.
And I do it to my wife periodically too. Oh, to yeah. me, it's very sad.
It's the pinnacle of good humor right there.
Yeah, it might be for my mascot days where I used to love to jump scare. But yeah, there's not even in the morning, sadly, I'm still so juvenile that like when I'm driving the kids to school, they have to cross in front of the vehicle to get in their part of the car, the two, and I'll lay on the horn just for the fun of it.
Lay on the horn?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really?
My kids aren't allowed to flip people off yet, but they're mentally
they're giving you the look flipping anyway.
Me. Yeah, I'm getting the jump and then the look. Sometimes very angry. Yeah, I know. I need help. All right. So we're going to move on. Well, we're going to go another different direction. But no, we're not. Yes, we are. There's literally no need for black licorice. And I'm unconvinced that it even exists. I will not be taking questions at this time. That's from @risting.gpg.
You know, some people feel real strong about the black licorice. I'm like, yeah, I'll eat it if it's there, if it's the only candy.
What?
No. What? No.
They're better than, like,
No.
And first of all, who would serve black? Like,
do you
go to houses with old-timey candy bowls on the table?
Yeah, when's the last time I've had it? If it was there and it was the only thing,
I'd
still eat it.
No.
Black licorice is
miserable.
I like
all candy.
No.
But it's probably at the bottom. It's way down there with the Necco wafers.
Or black jelly beans.
Oof.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like that. What are you
white jelly beans I don't like either.
You're going to eat them.
No, I wouldn't. I would rather starve than eat a black
if there was a
licorice.
Bowl of black jelly beans, jelly bellies, you would slowly over time just be like, hey, I'll eat one.
Well, no.
Yeah, another.
No. I might.
I would
be
eat
in the trash. It'd be in the trash before
the trash,
it even happened.
Really?
It'd be in the trash before the conversation even happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they like, kind of... No. Can't
all
do
right,
black.
All right, yeah. See, some people, like, look at Mark.
It's like candy corns. Really legit candy corns have drawn a really bipolar audience as well.
You like that? I love candy corn.
All right, we're going to move on fast and furious because I know there's a lot of material here. This is from @Midwestern_OPE. Sorry I'm late. I didn't know who showed up to the four-way stop sign first, so we all just sat there.
Oh.
I'll just say this.
Oh.
Not in this town.
Really?
No. Yeah.
So I drive in a certain city.
What?
Where a couple of our compatriots live, MK. And I swear today I sat behind somebody who sat at a stop sign, and it was about a minute and a half.
What?
There was no reason. I eventually did toot my horn. I was not honking, but I have found that I drive too much, and the people out there are insane.
So you're noticing these tiny little nuances that are driving you crazy. Well, let me give this proper justice here. It's from Midwestern, right? There's a comedian, a really great guy named Charlie Behrens. Midwestern comedian, but he jokes about how absolutely nice people are in Wisconsin, Minnesota, you know. So he has a whole bit about showing up to the four-way stop sign. But I'll tell you here, it's kind of a hit or miss. Like, some people play by the rules, some people just want to get there.
Yeah.
Which takes me to my next tweet from Annie Mumary, Mumary. This could be a whole episode now that we've offline discussed this. School carpool lanes, week one. No, please, you go ahead. Week two. Excuse me, I think I'm next. Week three. Have you ever heard of yield, Kyle's mom? I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Chris, Harvey and I, our kids go to the same school. So we are in this, it's kind of still of a distance car line. The system's okay, but there are people that clearly don't care about the system.
Yeah, yeah.
You can draw all sorts of stuff out of this, but we've been taken out by grandmas and grandpas. Like, I've had to swerve out of the way of, like, someone running one of those four-way stops. We've had people triple park and block the entire vein to the school.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's insanity. So we just sit and text each other, at least to humor us. And, yeah.
And I've seen the pictures.
It's
kind of creepy.
I think we've added you in the pictures. Yeah. It's mind-boggling that people are so
interesting.
Yes.
We've bypassed that whole system, and that's why, like, you know, after 10 years, 11 years of doing that, we've, like, got smart and, like, started dropping the kids off like a 3 blocks away.
Yeah.
And so we have the meeting spot. We bypass the whole thing. We just do the
We have those.
Emergency exit.
I'm not pinning you to the wall here, but here's what I want you to think about. Does the apple fall far from the tree? Like, if you're basically saying I'm a rule breaker, I don't care. I'm going to park in the back and just break the rules.
I'm not parking in the back. I'm just not going in line. I'm going to drop my kid off like far.
But your
away.
Children are older.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, but yeah, middle school.
My kid at that school can't like bust out the campus and start walking up the street.
Yeah, no, but in middle school, can they cross the street and meet you at the around the corner?
Of course they can. But those parents kind of gum up the neighborhood parking situation too.
What? Oh yeah.
It's all pretty tight around.
It's either that or in our place, they'll pull half car on the curb, half car off the curb, and then line up that way to keep the lane free.
No, I'm not.
I've seen a fire truck trying to get through that joint.
Oh man,
yeah. Anyway, there's a whole episode about that. But yeah, car line. Oh, speaking of car lines.
Isn't that
there's your free sound effect.
That was my Evel Knievel.
All right, that was Tweets of the Week. Thanks, everybody, for rolling with us on that one. We always enjoy that segment. Coming up next, smart articles by smart people, post-pandemic parenting, how to practice kindness, compassion, and patience as we return to, air quotes, normal.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, smart articles by smart people coming from Aaron B. Burnell. Published a little while ago, but I thought it was pretty interesting topic stuff because we're still kind of climbing out of this thing. We're not out yet.
Yeah.
We've seen all different forms. We've seen peaks, valleys, numbers. Luckily, our state's pretty low right now, so it gives us that little bit of confidence. And then most of the country is, to be honest, from what I've been reading, when we're recording this. We still have to get through the winter. If we do, I think that we'll definitely be in a great place. But this talks about how to practice kindness, compassion, and patience as we return to normal. What do you think? How are you guys doing? Like, when we've gone through it all back here, we've gone pre-pandemic, pandemic, a little bit out of the pandemic, back into the pandemic, and then back out. How are your kids adjusting? How are you adjusting? Like I said at the top of the show, we're readjusting now because my wife's gone back to work sort of full time. She's going to have a little flex, but pretty much, you know, that's it. In the morning, she's gone. Like, it's not, La La Land's over.
Yeah.
Of all family being home, afternoon walks, not shuttling the kids everywhere. How are you guys doing in general?
We're still in hybrid mode because the kids are back at school, which is, I think, a blessing for us. And like, man, that was my number one concern, was really just to get them back to a sense of like normalcy and like having their high school and middle school experiences.
What years are your girls?
So junior in high school and then in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she missed out her first year of middle school by being, you know, like at home and doing the whole Zoomity Zoom thing. But, yeah, man, to have them back at school and all that's great. But, you know, I'm still working from home, and my wife is still working from home, and we probably won't go back to the offices until probably, you know, sometime next year or so. You know, it's still kind of weird. I'm still in the room doing the Zoom every day.
Yeah, yeah.
It starts to really blend together. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to ease back into some, like, sense of routine, but still, we're still stuck, like, halfway in the... and still in pandemic mode.
Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, like we put our kids back in school probably, I can't pin a date to it, but middle of last year toward the backside. And then from the start of school this year, it's been fairly normal, yeah. Except they're just wearing masks and they're still distancing for the most part.
Yeah.
But playgrounds are playgrounds, discussions are discussions, you know, phys ed is phys ed. So... I'm not speaking rocket science here. It's definitely great for the children of our country to be back and socializing and feeling what it's like to interact and
sure.
all that stuff. But, you know, reintegration was interesting out of the gate. Now I think we're in a nice spot. Where I keep having the sticky part in my head is we've talked about this. Maybe it's because of this show. We've talked about so many times, like, are we going to learn from this pandemic? And I don't mean I'm never going to belittle any of the tragedy or frontline. I mean, all the heroes that were involved. But I'm just saying, did we not learn that, like, family time is so precious? Like, are you in a rush to get back to 3 sports, 2 plays, 5 clubs? Academic pressure, college pressure. Even in our world, you know, our oldest is getting ready to look at high schools. I know, look at high schools even sounds weird to me. My mom's like, do you want to go to Catholic high school or a public one? There's your two. And if you go to the Catholic one, you're going to mow lawns in the summer to help pay for it. But anyway, but, you know, so I'm trying to still grab a lot of those takeaways and enact them in the house. And even if I'm the only one.
Yeah.
You know, I am one of the parents, so
maybe.
But even as my wife re-enters, I'm trying to make things light on her because I know it's stressful for her.
Sure.
Going into a big city, going into an office,
yeah,
and you know, having to continue all that. So you know, a lot of these things that they talk about here, just simple stuff, you know, word wise, but it's one, be kind and compassionate to yourself and others as you re-enter, cultivate love and patience, go slow and make a plan, identify discomfort versus distress. Before I tick off the other ones, Mark, what's your side of this? I mean, you have distance, unfortunately, because your kids are scattered. But schedule-wise, family-wise, do you feel like you've taken anything out of the pandemic that you really learned?
Interesting. I feel like we have sort of gone back to what we were doing pre-pandemic, not to the same degree, but... you know, similar to you, my wife is back at work. She goes to the city every day. I have 3 kids at 3 different schools. So there's different drop-offs and pickups, which are challenging. I'm fortunate to be able to work at home right now, so that's helping, but it's still challenging. You know, obviously, during the pandemic, although I wanted my kids to have more opportunity to be around other people and that socialization, there was a certain comfort in having the cocoon of the family and being all together, which I enjoyed a lot. That's not where it is now, back to, you know, sports and other events and things. But, you know, to a degree, I think we have toned it down more than we did pre-pandemic. I think we've tried to be a little bit more thoughtful about what they do spend their time doing. I mean, they are busy all the time, so I don't exactly know what they would have more time to do anyway, but you know, I do enjoy having my family around. I mean, it's a short period of time that you've got them, and you want to be able to spend that time with them when you've got them before they're off and in their own, you know, college and other life. So anyway.
Well, yeah, I thought, you know, I thought it was really interesting for us on this podcast specifically. So we always say, You know, we're not experts, but we listen to them and we try and act it in our own families. But we had, during the pandemic year, we really could take the stuff that we read, learned, listened to, saw, talked about, and act it right into our house that day with that family. I really enjoyed that. I thought that I grew as a parent. I thought that I got more knowledgeable. It's still nowhere near any vague resemblance of, you know, the picture perfect parent. I'm still learning every day. But I when I read, you know, and this is a little dated, but I was reading the different things. And I, you know, I think that we've, my wife and I anyway, have accomplished a lot of these. And it's one of those things where, like, if we did it wrong and we read the article, we're like, oh, I'm going to work on that. But if you did it right when you're reading the article, you're, like, you're yes. Like, yes, I nailed that one. Okay. I did the chores thing or whatever we're talking about. But, you know, the remaining things are identify discomfort versus distress. And that's really for people that were heading back into work as well, both, and then school for kids. Number five, when fears come up, think about them and feel them. You know, I resided friends in Tennessee where it was still very hot as till like a month ago. And they were nervous wrecks sending their kids into giant public schools.
Yeah.
You know, and Tennessee wasn't having mask mandates or anything. Yeah. Look, I don't care where you stand on the thing. I know where I am. But I know where they were, and they were just worried about the kids bringing it home into a house with elderly interactions or
that's immune compromised. Scary.
So, you know, I didn't have a lot of these things going on because we were pretty good in our own lane. But, you know, when fears come up, think about them and feel them. Acknowledge and respect differences of opinion between partners, which is, I do think, is a big thing out in the real world, the big world, because some spouses are going back, some aren't. Some are both working from home. And that's a whole set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Right? Because you hadn't done that for a long time, and then all of a sudden your wife's in the other room at the other end, and then you're having these interactions throughout, you know. So those,
it's definitely different.
What a wild ride.
Yeah.
It was bittersweet, sort of sad the first morning.
Yeah.
You know, she came in and said, all right, honey.
I got to go.
I'm taking the kids and I'm going. And I'm like, oh. And it was crickets, complete crickets in the house.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So the first time in 587 days, there had been, like, silence in the house.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right? That's what I did.
Wow.
Immediately. I know. I put on my tighty whitey, slid across the floor.
Get this risky business on.
But the final one, the final number on here is, what do we want to keep? And I'm going to read the whole thing. Most of us understand the concept of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, in which our hearts, minds, and bodies struggle to cope with after a traumatic event. Perhaps less well known is the idea of post-traumatic growth, wherein we can take the lessons forward from a traumatic event. None of us would wish to have had this tragedy of COVID happen, but that doesn't mean that we can't find positive aspects of it or grow from it. Perhaps there are routines that have developed over the past year that you might want to keep. My hope for you and your family is that you find the possibilities inherent in this moment while healing from the trauma of this past year. And that's funny because that kind of encapsulates so many of our conversations.
It does.
Right there. But I think that the bonds that we established are going to be very difficult to break down.
Yeah.
I'll say this with a grain of salt, and of course without daily, you know, pillow fights and bedtime craziness. The sibling bond in my house really became tight during the pandemic because they were just with each other all day, every day. And then they'd pair off and two would go get boba or one would take the other one on a walk. So the sibling bonding was really special for me to see. And I get it. It might be an anomaly and ours might break down. But, you know, that was one thing that really caught my eye. And I think that just the communication, that it wasn't my wife and I being two ships passing in the night. It was, oh, wow, we have to talk every day, all day. Like every day, and it gave us so many great opportunities to really talk about life and big life and philosophies and family and what we want it from our family and where we want to go and all that stuff. So
that's huge. I mean, you know, like to think that I used to go into an office and leave at like, you know, 6:30 in the morning, jump on a bus, and I'd spend hours commuting and spend all day there. And then I wouldn't be back till late at night, till like, you know, like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And that was my regular day. And I never questioned it at all to like go back to that sort of system where like I can't see my kids. Like I'm so used to like at least seeing them when they come home and having her come in and say hi real quick, you know, give a little kiss, you know. And then, yeah, just like, you know, when I'm taking a break or like I have to use the restroom or something after that, or I could go down and say what's up to the wife and all that. Like, it's just such a night and day difference that I don't know how much we will be able to take, like the article is saying, but that at least having that experience and being able to do that during that short time is at least one of the positives that I'm taking from the whole experience is just having this time, you know, like we were talking about how much it might have affected negatively the kids to have gone through this, but like at least, you know, like you're saying, being together all the time, spending that much time, again, it's like not the norm, right? We're going to go back to some, you know, like if we ever go back to that scheduled routine again, I won't see them during the day until like I'm home at 6-7 o'clock again for the forever. So like,
yeah,
it's really when you think of it that way, it's just been such a blessing to like at least have made those memories. And even though like a lot of them are me just yelling at them to like, did you do your homework? You didn't make your bed and all that. But still, like at least having that memory at all of them being in the house and spending that time is like is almost like priceless to me right now. You know,
they I saw a really neat suggestion. I don't know, whatever the heck I was reading, but it said make a pandemic photo album.
Yeah.
Not pandemic this article. Per se.
It's this article.
Oh, it is this article.
It's an article, yeah.
It is. Well, I've been a little busy this week. Yeah, I just throw it, take your Instagram, if nothing else, and just throw it into an album and then throw it on the shelf. Because I think our school did some sort of a time capsule thing, but that was when it was so stressful.
Yeah.
Nobody really, we didn't anyway. We didn't take the time to do the whole time capsule. But in retrospect, I think I want to get it done sooner than later.
Yeah.
Because
it's such a wacky time, you know.
You know, again, as we would talk positively, you know, on the end toward the end, we'd be like, "Listen, guys, it's gonna be a great story 20 years from now.
Oh man,
when your kids, they're gonna have nothing on you, or will they? Right?
Well, your pandemic album is like really amazing. It's gonna be amazing.
Oh, God, I forgot we did all that random stuff. Yeah, it's a trip though. Like, I even have a show in LA this week. I'll be gone for 4 days. Only one time so far have I really been away. Whereas my old life, I'd be in LA once a month, twice a month for shows. And so even getting back to that, it's kind of surreal. But it's a good article. I thought, you know, she get a lot of insight and a lot of, it's just, I like to read that stuff to feel like there are other people going through all this, if nothing else. Sure. All right. So, all right. That was Smart Articles by Smart People. Thank you, Aaron B. Bernal. That was a lot of fun to talk about. All right, it's time for Would You Rather. Speaking of would you rather have Mark chew ice in your headset or not?
Fine.
You know what that says.
It's like the maracas.
It says that he chews ice. Yeah, it's like maracas.
Yeah.
Okay, question number one. This is from the Best Self deck again. If you could never work again, how would you spend your time?
I think I would do nothing. I really,
but you have to do something.
No, I just want to watch TV, you know, bother my kids.
Is that really you'd watch TV? Like you put on an All in the Family marathon?
I really would. I love All in the Family.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh. I would love to.
See, I'm going to go Ben's level. Like I would have a gigantic garden. What's kind of like what I do now? I would listen to music. I would read books. I would educate myself. I would travel.
Travel. What about you, Mark?
Yeah. And that's how I would spend my time.
I would dedicate my time into a recording studio and just record as much music as I could record. And I would,
but there's only so much Halloween music one can take.
No. I record all sorts of funny. Anyway, I'll talk about that later in things that make me smile. However, No, I would record music. I would cook. I would garden. I would travel. Yeah, I mean, there's like, I love my kids, but I look forward to them going off to college so I can do that.
I think, yeah, it's interesting. But I also feel like, too, I would figure out something to contribute to making the world better. What that is, I'm not sure. But I've been having this talk with my kids as we're trying to teach them to be caring and empathetic, and even little things like walking around your block and picking up micro trash. It's like little things. So I think I'd be pretty full, like rounded. I would. No offense, because I totally picture you on a you in a bathrobe on a big couch in the morning,
yeah.
just chilling,
watching Petticoat Junction.
Oh, but truth
be told, you're one of the hardest working guys I know, and you grind every single day.
I
mean,
it's
and
like, I just need maybe just do that for a couple months.
Yeah,
you know? If I could do that for a couple months, I think I'd be back at it. But just to do nothing, not think about anything, not make any decisions. The food, I don't even have to pick the food. It just shows up, you know?
That was what I wanted.
You need a vacation is what you need. All right. So question number two, if you could compete in the Olympics, what sport would you choose?
Wow.
This is going to sound weird, and I may be uneducated on this matter, but isn't there a sport where you walk really fast?
Speed walking.
Speed walking.
Yeah.
You can, that's a sport, right?
Is that an Olympic event?
Is that an Olympic sport?
I don't know.
I don't have the producer, like, we don't have.
There are, like, those long.
We don't have a live producer in the backyard, so I can't, like, check it right now. But if you guys start talking, I'll Google speed walking.
I think you're right.
Yeah, when you move your arms and you move your hips real fast, I've always had an infatuation with that.
Really? Why don't you just do it?
Let's see. Well, how long I could get ready to compete in the senior games, I guess. Like, man,
that would be what you'd really want to, huh?
Like, yeah, I don't want to swim.
That's a real even event or not.
That's awesome.
I don't want to swim. You're like,
is that really what you chose?
I mean, if I had Sean White skills, I think that could be pretty fun.
Well, no. What if you had any skill? Like, what sport makes you go, like, man, that's what I want to do?
Basketball.
Dude, see, that's where my head was at. I was thinking like Olympic hockey or Olympic basketball.
Yeah.
Or like those are like some high level, and all the swimming events are pretty swimming. Awesome to watch.
So you'd go team or would you go individual?
Individual, I'd go swimming. Team, I'd go basketball or hockey.
Why swimming? You gotta hold your breath. I want to be out breathing air. Yeah.
Okay.
The only perk about swimming is when, like, Michael Phelps used to have those 4,000 calorie meals.
Right?
Yeah. Other than that, no offense to the swimmers out there. By the way, this just in, yes, race walking is an Olympic sport.
Oh. Yes.
There's hope for me yet.
As of what year?
I don't know.
Okay.
These are all from 2021. Is speed walking still in the Olympics? Yes, it is. All right. There you go. Nice. Fun facts all around, guys.
There you go.
Neat.
So what was yours again? You're not golfing?
I think I'm going to go table tennis.
Oh, shoot. That would be cool. Like,
so exciting.
That would be cool.
So fun, man.
How about badminton?
And badminton, though, that's so fast. It really is fun to watch for a while, you know.
No, but table tennis myself. Would be, yeah. That would be cool.
Being like the Forrest Gump of, I guess he was the
good
Forrest
reference.
Gump. Yeah.
Tennis.
Forrest, did he compete in the Olympics?
Yes,
he went all the way to China.
He did.
He was one of the first people to go to China.
Yeah, I remember he endorsed the paddle.
So light paddle or whatever. Yeah,
he played for Alabama too. That guy had quite a life. All right, here's the final question. What's the thing you like that creeps other people out? And Mark, you can't answer cats. So that's, I'm taking that off your plate. Or gives people the chills.
Nothing really. What do I like that people don't?
You don't
like?
Do anything that creeps people out.
The time I ate that.
Even your kids?
Octopus that was squirming around. Still
you don't do.
Alive.
Wait, you don't do stuff that like your kids are like, oh, dad.
I mean, that's everything, man.
What was I doing the other night? Oh, I clipped my toenails.
I mean, don't we all do that? What do you?
Well, it's a human function, yeah. But like my daughter, not a fan. She will run and grab it from me and try and get out of the room. One of the things I used to do to make my mom crazy, does anything give you the chills?
Oh, yeah, like the chalkboard or the scraping.
Like a chalkboard.
The fork against the plate kind of thing.
Oh.
You know.
My mom, if I would bite, you know, if you have a saltine, you bite them when they're flat. That's normal. Or you could bite them when they're kind of like vertical.
That's and you're shaving normal. Them kind of.
And yeah, you shave. My mom, yeah. used, and I used to do it just to get her mad. Oof. I'd be like, hey, mom. Teeth? And she'd be like, no, it doesn't hurt your teeth.
No, but doesn't it get wedged in between your teeth when you do it that way?
Well, I don't know. I was like 10.
What a weirdo.
What?
I guess that was weird. Sideways?
But once I knew that it bothered my mom, it was fun to get her all the time.
Now I have to try that.
It's like she wanted
to try.
It gave her the willies. It was the funniest thing.
Side breeze and the saltine.
What about chewing on ice? That doesn't give you, or biting into like ice cream, cold ice cream.
I bite ice cream.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, chew that up. I can't do that stuff. Sorry. Mark, you have been quiet over there.
No, I've been laughing and enjoying the conversation. You know, I have some weird toys and puppets and things.
Mark,
that
this is a G-rated show.
Puppets and things.
Children's toys. Children's toys and puppets.
That's creepy. Are like marionettes or like hand puppets?
Don't you want to know?
No, that's creepy, that's, man. There's little weird things I have that make my kids kind of. Like I have a Charlie McCarthy ventriloquist
dummy. Oh, yeah.
And that freaks them out. To think of the movie Magic, I'm like,
oh, my gosh, that Twilight Zone episode with the, hey, you.
right.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
All right, before we get back into 70s television, which is Chris's favorite topic.
it's my dream.
We're going to head down the home stretch, wrap the show. Coming up next, things that make us smile.
That was silly.
All right, it's time for things that make us smile. I just read a really good book. Do you like that purpose pause right there?
Yes.
Yes. Kirk Herbstreit's Out of the Pocket.
How was that?
Really good. It's a very easy read. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some books are heavier. But if you like college football, it's wonderful. But if you like, he's a really, he really dives into his relationship with his father. What was right, what was wrong about it, and then how he refracted all that and how he's raising his own boys. Because we talk about that a lot. Are we destined to repeat our families of origin? Are we doing things to change? He's very upfront about all that. It's a really wonderful book, but he explains his like great relationship with like Lee Corso and all this stuff, and he takes you through all the game day stuff. So nice. I just finished it. I actually was penning him a letter. Because I was so moved by the book. We'll see what happens there. But
cool.
Other than that, the normal stuff, we did have a bomb cyclone out here, which was actually super fun. I don't know. But we had a football game in the middle of that, which was crazy. We lost, but it was a very fun game to do. And I felt like a little kid, you know, doing my thing out there in the pouring, driving rain. And then just the little things, like I saw my little boy sing at church and like our eyes met from like 25 feet away and just, you know, my oldest is really getting into Broadway now. So she's like full bore auditioning for stuff and just, you know, really exploring that world. And then my littlest is just draws, laughs, we snuggle and watch Disney every night, like all those things. And then our perfect day today, 72 and sunny. Awesome. All things that make me smile right now. Chris?
We had a good week in high school golf, I guess, as the season comes to a close. So it was good to, again, like I said, get back to a sense of like routine and normalcy, and having her like that's pretty much my older kid's main social output is like being on this high school golf team. So they travel all over the place and everything. But this is the end of the season. They won their championship, and then she won the Player of the Year.
Wow.
Conference Player of the Year and made all teams. So like, man, that was like for her pretty big deal. That was really exciting for me. And then my other one was I got a card in the mail from my younger daughter who sent a card through like the actual mail.
Yeah.
And she just wrote a random like, oh, you know, thanks for you know, working hard and I appreciate you, and I know that how hard you work for me and all that. And then she's all like, your favorite daughter. Like she's into this phase right now where she's like, I'm your favorite, right? It's like pretty cute. I'm like, oh, you're really not my favorite. But
see, as much as you beat yourself up, I mean, that you're obviously reaping some little dad rewards.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That one was out of left field, but really surprised me and really kind of got me all like reclamped a little bit, you know. I choked up.
No, and as you well should have. It's adorable. Yeah. Mark?
That's awesome.
If you tell me about jamming with your kid.
You want me to talk about that?
Did I just
that?
Cut you off?
Well, you know, yeah, but that's nothing new. Just music in general, you know, I mean... As you know, and same in your house, there's always music playing. And tonight I was playing one of my albums for my youngest kid, and he was digging on it. And then I played another album, and my older son came out, and he was listening and didn't realize it was me, and he had kind of pigeonholed my music. Anyway, just it's well, you know, I mean, you know, when your dad plays music, you're just like, yeah. You know, but as he was listening, he was relating, and because he's such a great, he's a really talented musician, just talking to him about it was a lot of fun. So just, I love sharing music with my kids, whether it's mine or anybody else's, and just nice. Having music playing in the house is always nice, and that always puts a big smile on my face, just talking music and, you know.
Well, it is kind of fun when you'll put on something... You know, because we have Sirius in our car. So it's like, I mean, we're not Sirius. We have the subscription service Sirius.
Yes.
So we bounce all over the place. And it is fun when we'll like glean through the 80s thing. The
80s, yeah.
Yeah. And like Take On Me will be on. And yeah. Then all, oh gosh, both of them will be great. Like, my God, I love that song. I'm like, yeah.
Well, and that's what's been really fun is that like my son's listening to different styles of music. And I'm saying, oh, you like this, listen to this, 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 and this, and then he comes back and he's just
so you're like,
like
an iPod dad.
Well, no,
Apple
I,
listeners that bought this,
I'm actually
also like this.
Well, but no, I'm more intelligent than that because I'm giving him underground bands that don't show up on Wikipedia or via the internet. So he has a, you know, thankfully his interest in music is swaying mine and my wife's direction, and we're able to coax him into other avenues of like, you like this band, I think you'd really like that. So a little bit better than an algorithm, MK.
Yeah, we're all over the map. I think we're like training, not training, but like we're just testing so many musical waters. One day it's Broadway, one day it's reggae, one day it's 80s, one day it's, I'll just put on ELO on Pandora and see what happens.
Right.
But then we'll also do, like, everything current, too.
I can't believe the 80s are, like, 40 years ago. That was, like, when we were in the 80s, it would be, like Al Jolson or something. Hello, my baby. You know, like, it's just such a gap to think about, like. That the 80s are so long ago, right? That's like a...
And that was actually one of the conversations I had with my son tonight was I looked at him, I said, the album that you listened to that I dropped was in 2000. That was 21 years ago.
That's crazy.
And then, because he was like comparing the album to like current artists or even artists that were maybe even 4 or 5 years ago. And I'm like, but wait a minute. And at that point, his mind kind of got blown. He's like, wow, this is like, you know, it was nice that there was music appreciation because I've been music
that.
For a long time. So,
I'll rock that full circle to the college football conversation. It's fun for me to watch college games and you're hearing Def Leppard, AC/DC,
yeah,
Queen. You're hearing all these anthems being played and you're seeing the college kids singing Tom Petty in Florida. Like, you know, you're just seeing them sing every single word and you're like, good music is going to make it through the pipeline.
Yeah.
Good
totally,
music.
Totally.
You know, all the one hit wonders will fade unless you have a personal resonance with them. But yeah, good music will take you through. Take on me.
You guys do the high note on that song. Screaming in the car and
everything. Oh yeah. Alright, and that's going to wrap up the show. Luckily, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following us. Remember, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the good stuff. We might have a webpage someday. I think it's coming in 2022. That reminds me. But have a great day, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us. We hope you had fun.
Thank
peace.
You.
Good peace evening. Out. Dad Time Out Show is
out of here.
Out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.